This is our news scan from 8 September 2026 at 6:15 Eastern Time until 9 September 2026 at 6:05 Eastern Time. Shock line. 5 more Iranian tankers burned while product flows through Hormuz stayed near a third of peacetime. Canada-US trade war increases. What changed last 24 hours? U.S. forces destroyed 5 Iranian tankers on Tuesday after IRGC ballistic missiles targeted a Navy warship that evaded both salvos with no U.S. casualties. Hits were the Duryan near Karg and the Kavaz, Charminar, Horizon 1, and Rieso in the Gulf of Oman. Combined with Saturday strikes, the tally is 8 tankers since 5 SEP Treasury designated 27 remaining Iranian airlines plus Turkish, Emirati, Malaysian, Kazakh, and British firms tied to Mahan Air under Operation Economic Outcast. U.S. property is blocked. Counterparties were warned of expulsion from the dollar system. Russia resumed overnight strikes on Kyiv, Odessa, and Sumy after a 3-day pause for U.S. envoys. Ukraine reported 175 aerial targets downed, 2 civilians killed, and at least 19 wounded in the capital. The White House said it will ban Canadian motorcycles, mopeds, whey, molasses, non-alcoholic beer, and specified wines and spirits from 29 SEPT, replacing much of the 50% tariff stack as Ottawa's $27. 6 billion counter-tariffs took effect. DOE closed a loan of up to $1.9 billion for NextEra to restart Iowa's 615 MW Duane Arnold plant, targeting commercial operation in Q1 2029 behind a 25-year Google PPA. Goldman's Don Striven told APPEC that refined product flows through Hormuz are 35% of pre-war levels versus 70% for crude. Brent printed near $100. European TTF hit a 3-year high near 74.95/MWH, with EU storage near 67% versus a seasonal norm near 83%. Why this matters, the system. The physical kill chain moved from deterrence to inventory destruction of IRGC-linked hulls. The cash kill chain moved from oil cargoes to aviation, the last convertible hard currency channel still flying. Anchor. Product throughput at 35% of baseline against a pre-war Hormuz mix of about 2.2 million BPD of diesel, gasoline, jet, and naphtha versus nearly 15 million BPD of crude. What breaks next? Forward risk. If tanker kills continue and product flows stay near 35%, diesel and jet cracks stay structurally tighter than crude even if some Gulf crude finds SUMED or Cape routes. If insurance and future passage warnings around Iran's planned wider exclusion zone bite, optionality collapses for remaining Gulf liftings faster than crude headlines imply. If Europe cannot outbid Asia for residual LNG while storage sits near 67%, winter optionality is lost before first frost. Grid and contract timelines cannot refill that gap in weeks. If the Canada goods ban holds from 29 SEPT, auto, dairy, and alcohol corridors become political hostages while energy still moves the other way. First mover advantage sits with whoever can reroute finished goods before mid-month duty changes. If Duane Arnold and Louisiana SMR sighting stay on paper only, data center load still arrives years before firm nuclear megawatts. Power contracts, not press releases, set the constraint. If Russia keeps striking after envoy pauses, U.S. shuttle diplomacy loses calendar value. Interceptor stock and energy aid become the binding Ukrainian constraint, not talking points. Signal Vs. Noise. Signal. 8 Iranian tankers hit since 5 SEPT. Product flows at 35% of pre-war Hormuz. Airline designations closing residual cash conversion. EU storage 67% into a 3-year TTF high. U.S.-Canada finished goods ban dated 29 SEPT. Noise. Monday Hormuz count of 15 ships versus 135 pre-war direction known. Increment not decisive. South Korea Texas gas plant headlines later walked back by Seoul. IAEA language on a Saudi 123 still short of board-approved safeguards. Substack framing of outlasting Trump without a new physical constraint. the line to remember. When the product lane dies first, the crude print is a lagging indicator of a system already rationing molecules. Community notes. There are over 24,000 plus daily readers of this daily, rapid read. We are very happy to announce that we have a YouTube page. Please go to www.youtube.com/geopoliticsunplugged/rapid-read and subscribe. We have over 1,600 subscribers on YouTube. Why you should upgrade to paid. Know what matters before everyone else understands why it matters. This edition is the one that turns a 24-hour kill chain into a usable map. Free readers get the shock line. Paid readers get the system. Why product flows dying first makes the crude print a lagging indicator. How aviation designations close the last hard currency channel. Why European storage at 67% is already a winter constraint. And how a dated Canada goods ban collides with energy that still moves the other way. The Rapid Read Intelligence briefing scores 8 live risks on a 110 board with the driver and the breakpoint for each. Then the market summaries show why clean tanker rates, distillate cracks, and TTF are leading the tape while headlines chase Brent. That board is the value. It is not a recap. It is the ranking of what actually binds inventories, insurance, grids, and corridors over the next 7 to 30 days. The full risk board with scored levels, key drivers, and potential impact for every live file in this window. The molecule-level market read that separates crude headlines from product rationing, shipping rates, and winter gas. Forward risk and signal versus noise analysis that names what breaks next if product flows stay crushed and exclusion zone warnings bite. The contrarian take plus the watch list that tells you which prints, insurance quotes, storage thresholds, and duty dates actually matter. This edition summarizes 44 news stories and 10 Substack articles. And 100% of paid subscription proceeds support Angel Flight East medical missions. 100% of proceeds from paid subscriptions to Geopolitics Unplugged are donated to support my volunteer missions flying medical and cancer patients with Angel Flight East. Angel Flight East is a nonprofit organization that arranges free air transportation for patients needing medical treatment, such as cancer patients young and old. As a volunteer pilot, I donate my time, my aircraft, the fuel, ramp fees, infrastructure fees to safely fly these passengers at no cost to them, to or from their medical cancer treatment. My goal is to fly one of these missions every week. They come up short notice as well. On Tuesday, August 18, 2026, I flew a male with prostate cancer patient to his treatment. Together with your support, we will be getting him to life-saving treatment at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. Let's do this together. On September 17, 2026, I have a flight for a cancer patient bringing her home from New York City after her treatment to Harrisburg, PA, KCXY. On September 24, 2026, I am transporting an 82-year-old cancer patient from York, PA to Wilmington, NC for his life-saving treatment. Here is a full-length interview I did about Angel Flights East with anchor Mark Hall of DC News Now, a Nexstar Media group-owned local television news outlet and CW affiliate serving the DMV region, Washington, DC, Maryland, and Virginia.